You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, earlier this hour, we actually broke it up into two of the previous hours, how to save money on energy in your home and cost to save money. Well, it looks like the government wants to save money on our paper dollars. And from what I understand, this is another push to make our paper dollars coins. They say in an effort to save money, a nonpartisan group in Congress is calling for an end to printing paper dollars and changing over to dollar coins. Like, I don't think there'd be silver dollars, though, now that silver is so expensive. They say it costs 30 cents to mint $1 coin. The government then sells the coins back to consumers for a dollar. Over the course of 30 years, this could save the U.S. government around $4.4 billion, with each coin lasting roughly 30 years. They say paper dollars cost far less to produce. They also last a fraction of the time. They wear out roughly within 5 years. This push, they say, for switch to dollar coins has been around for a while. And they think it's the same group of the same arm of Congress pushing it now for 2 decades. They say we continue to believe that replacing the note with the coin is likely to provide a financial benefit to the government. Excuse me. If the note is eliminated and negative public reaction is effectively managed through stakeholder outreach and public education. I mean, the problem is the weight. A big issue is, okay, so what's $20? Is it just the dollar bill? That's what I want to know. Now, they say both Canada and the UK have successfully changed small denominations over to coin, and it has saved the nation's money. Now, this is coming from Student News IE. They say this is despite the fact that the public did not approve of the change. Okay? One of the problems facing the U.S., though, is the fact that there is not only low public demand outside collectors, but that the coins are not accepted in most vending machines, which means now it's going to cost people money because the vending machines that they may have in their business only takes dollar bills or quarters. So how do you come up with a dollar-sized coin again when everything else is, built to take dollar bills, $5 bills, etc.? All right. They said there are even public, but systems that are not set up to take dollar coins. I already read that. Okay, we're good. So they say one solution is to make the materials for the coin cheaper. This could help reduce costs. They say coin production has long been an issue for the United States, and a variety of solutions have been put forward. Another factor to consider how the cost would impact private banks. I mean, here's the thing. I understand we need to save money. Weren't they going to, in the past, use, like, a credit card? Weren't we all supposed to be paperless with money and coinless with money? Weren't we supposed to all run around with a card? And the card, not that I think this is the safest thing to do, but you just swiped everything. It would be kind of like a debit card. Either it would be taken out of your regular account or it would be a credit card. And I thought we were moving more towards cards. And then these machines could also, you just take the card and swipe it. Again, the big problem with this is the, the hacking, the lack of security. I mean, it's scary to think that your whole bank account, and I know people with, I don't have a debit card. Because I don't want people having access to my bank account. Now, in the recession, the bank account's been practically empty, which is why I also just use a credit card, because at least there's money there. But, I don't know why that hasn't gone forward. You know, another idea they had in the past that never really went forward was all your medical data being on a card. Remember, they wanted to do it on a microfiche. And you could, walk around with your microfiche, give it to the ER or give it to the doctor's office that sees you, and then they go, oh, thank you, Dahlia. Oh, I see you want a hysterectomy. Why? And then all your information is right then and there. But I think people lose things. I think people are afraid somebody would steal it, somebody would hack into it. So we're going to probably go backwards. I'm going to probably go back to coins. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if I'm a huge fan of that. Because also everything is about weight lately. I don't know if these coins would add that much significant weight, but think about it. One issue we've been having with buses and airplanes is many of the safety standards were put in place back in the 60s. Well, in the 60s, people were smaller, shorter, skinnier. So many of the buses aren't built to code unless they just have less people come on. Same thing with airplanes. And so if we start to have issues of weight limits, and many of us have dollar bills, and you know, because we use dollar bills to tip, and I'm not talking dancers, you know, like, I don't know, like, you know, you want to tip a cab or a cab or whatever, you know, many of us would probably hold a lot of dollar bill coins. And if that's the case, who knows? Maybe in essence that could be a lot of weight. It all depends. They'd probably have to make them low weight. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Lindsay Lohan was arrested a few hours ago. Now we're finding out she is being charged with lying to police. She was arrested in New York for allegedly punching a woman in a nightclub. She will have charges filed against her, though, in California for a separate incident when she lied to police. Now, remember when she was filming Liz and Dick? She wasn't allowed to drive, I think. All right, they didn't want her driving because they didn't want her. I'm not sure what, if it was part of her probation, etc. Well, about 6 months ago, they say she had crashed her Porsche into the back of a dump truck. And I think this was in Santa Monica on the way to the Liz and Dick set where she was portraying Elizabeth Taylor. She, from what I understand, tried to claim that the assistant had been driving. And I guess she tried to switch seats. And the assistant told police, no, I wasn't driving, not me. It was Lohan. So she's being charged now for lying to the police. Now, remember, she got out of, didn't she completely get out of, you know, having to go to jail, even with the nasty letters on her fingers? Didn't she just barely sneak by that as long as she did nothing wrong? Well, we understand, when her probation ended, I think now she could possibly get jail time. So I'm not sure what's going on with her. She has it all. You would think she'd appreciate it some. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now. 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, I like Glee, and I love the way Glee sings the Christmas songs, so y'all are going to be hearing Glee a lot. I was watching X Factor again yesterday, and I know many of you aren't watching the shows like they used to be watched. Like, for example, American Idol used to be one of the most number one shows watched, and many people, they just don't watch it again. They just don't deal with it. Voice, I think, is good. I just don't have time, 2 hours, 2-3 times a week, to watch it. Again, another show, TiVo'd. X Factor, I like watching the show, and we've talked about why, because I think it's fascinating when somebody, you know, like you or I, you know, just kind of working, waiting tables, doing our thing, you know, that has a voice that kind of whistles while we work, la la la, you know, that but could sing, you know, gets in line, auditions, and then is able to make it to the point, remains that people are watching them on the screen. And the only problem is they don't seem to get a lot of control, from what I understand, over some of their choices. They have these mentors. And so how X Factor works, for those of you who don't know, is you got Simon Cowell, you got Britney Spears, you got Demi Lovato, and you got L.A. Reid. And these are people in the industry who have made it in the industry and who actually mentor these people. And last night, again, I was frustrated. You saw people with phenomenal voices completely mess up, people with the phenomenal voices would sing a song, probably wasn't the best song choice, and it kind of came out boring. Or you'd have somebody who took a great song like CeCe Frey and was off key and couldn't hit the notes. And it's frustrating because, you gotta, I talk about this a lot. You gotta find your song. And this, of course, relates to life as well. I bring this up a lot. You know, just because you like a song, you think a Christina Aguilera song is great, or you think Bill Medley and one of his Righteous Brothers songs is phenomenal, that doesn't mean you could sing it, and it doesn't mean you're gonna be in the best light using it. You gotta find your song. And so I see that. I see people try to play or sing or karaoke to some of the most phenomenal songs out there, and you just pale in comparison. You're setting yourself up for disaster. And I don't know why these people don't realize it. So meanwhile, we had some pretty talented people yesterday that were probably booed, you know, at their TV screen saying, "Oh, you suck," when I think they're talented, they just picked the wrong song. And it's just, you know, it's something I really have frustrating watching. And then you have somebody like Lindsay Lohan who made it. She made it. I mean, she's been in multiple movies. I think she has either a cologne or clothesline or something, okay? So she's obviously diversifying her portfolio. She lands an Elizabeth Taylor role. And what does Lindsay Lohan do with her life? She completely trucks it up. And you look at her and you go, why would you do that? You know how many of us would love to land a role of Elizabeth Taylor? You know how many of us would love to, you know, switch places with you, right? Know that our family would be fed, know that we could pay our mortgage, you know, have money to help people. And you know, she's getting arrested almost every other month. And why? Why would people do that? And it's just frustrating what I see in this world. It is. Okay, but... Well, speaking of frustration, people back east that had to deal with Hurricane Sandy are now dealing with some other issues. Apparently in Nassau County, New York, water flowing out of the Bay Park sewage plant, which is a greenish-gray soup, I guess, of partially treated human waste, I guess, is leaking into their main water systems. Apparently this is just one of many environmental and public health disasters that officials say can be one of the most enduring and expensive effects of Hurricane Sandy. They said in the month since the storm, hundreds of millions of gallons of raw and partially treated sewage from crippled treatment plants have flowed into waterways in New York and New Jersey, exposing flaws in the region's wastewater infrastructure that could take several years and billions of dollars to fix. They say in New York alone, Governor Andrew Cuomo has estimated that $1.6 billion will be needed just for repairs to the treatment plants. But authorities now think it's going to be way more than that. Motors and electrical equipment must be raised above new flood levels. Circuitry must be made waterproof. Dams and levees may have to be built to some treatment plants to keep the rising waters at bay. Failure to do so, they say, could leave large swaths of the population vulnerable to public health and environmental hazards in future storms. So they're looking at significant expenditures of money to make the plants more secure. They say no Band-Aid for this. This is now the new normal. At least 6 sewage plants in New York regionally shut down completely during the storm. Many more were crippled by storm surges that swamped motors and caused short circuits in electrical equipment. In New Jersey, workers at the Passaic Valley Sewerage Commission plant, the fifth largest facility in the country, had to evacuate as floodwaters surged in. Wastewater started gushing out. The Middlesex County Utility Authority in Sarreville, New Jersey, pumped about 75 million gallons of raw sewage a day into Raritan Bay for nearly a week before power was restored. Many of us didn't know any of this was happening. They kind of kept it quiet. It's embarrassing. Bay Park, a sprawling complex of Gila Bay off the New York City border, serves 40% of Nassau County. And they were getting 75 million gallons of raw sewage a day into the bay. All right, apparently, they said when Hurricane Sandy came, it blindsided workers. They spent days shoring up the facility with emergency measures, but they didn't anticipate the surge. They said in less than 30 minutes, engines for the plant's main pumping system were under 12 feet of water. Less than a half hour. Sewage began to back up and overflow into homes. In one low-lying neighborhood, a plume of feces and wastewater burst through the street like a geyser. The plant shut down for more than 50 hours, and about 200 million gallons of raw sewage flowed into channels and waterways. They said this never happened before. They say the plant is now fully operational and that the treatment of sewage was improving day by day. Other sewage treatment plants on Long Island in Lawrence and Long Beach were also crippled. Rockaway Wastewater Treatment Center also had significant damage. I mean, I don't want to go more into this, but it just shows how something like, I mean, nature is stronger than anything man could ever do. And we keep thinking, okay, well, hopefully people are getting back into their houses. All right, we gave Red Cross money. That's good. No, these people are going to need help. For look how long it took for people with Hurricane Katrina. People in Hurricane Katrina are still trying to recuperate. It's going to take years for people back east to recover, just like it did with Katrina. I was in New Orleans, and we still saw buildings damaged from the hurricane that were just evacuated. We're talking 7 years later. They say the Bay Park plant in Nassau County had needed new equipment. It had been completed in 1949. The population of Nassau County was half of what it's today. The plant now serves 550,000 residents, and it struggled to keep pace with demand. During heavy rains, there were sewage leaks. Okay, well, we all know that. Okay, so anyway, it's going to cost them a lot of money. They need to get things rebuilt. See, that's the problem with these older cities. Now, I love driving around and looking at the architecture and guessing how old each building is and when that building was made. But we need to keep in mind, when these cities were built, they were built on top of, you know, pipes and sewers and canals and tunnels, etc. And to go back and fix things is extremely expensive. And that's why it keeps getting put off. And nobody thought a flood would happen to New York City. People don't think an earthquake, you know, would ever happen. From what I understand, New York City's on a fault, and they are due for an earthquake. New York City having an earthquake. Can you imagine how horrible that could be? How devastating, how deadly. Now, are many of those buildings earthquake-proof? No. Many of these buildings were built decades, centuries ago. And it's a shame. It's a real shame, especially since they're obviously knee-deep in this recession as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm trying to investigate why football players would be wanting to use Viagra while they're playing football. But I guess Chicago Bears wide receiver Brandon Marshall says some of the players are using Viagra to improve their performance on the field. He says, I know guys, it is such a competitive league. Guys try anything just to get that edge. I'm fortunate enough to be blessed with size and some smarts to give me my edge. He's a cute guy. But some guys, they'll do whatever they can do to get an edge. I've heard some crazy stories. I've heard guys using, like, Viagra, seriously. He says, because the blood is supposedly thin, some crazy stuff. You know, it's kind of scary with some of these chemicals that are in some of these things. You have to be careful. Agreed. From what we understand, many NFL players are already under scrutiny for using Adderall, which is a stimulant that we use for ADD, attention deficit disorder. And now we believe that NFL may now start taking a look at Viagra. Technically, Viagra shouldn't improve athletic performance, but researchers have actually been studying this for years. Some athletes are said to be taking Viagra because it helps aid the delivery of steroids and oxygen to the muscles, which also allows them to recover quicker from the workouts. Now, Viagra is legal, but if it's considered to be an enhancer, they won't be allowed to use it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've got so much to talk about in this last half of the show, or last half hour. But pretty quickly, some people do get the blues this time of year. It's winter, it's cold, not a lot of sunlight. And so pretty quickly, Fox has come up with 7 secrets to a super happy winter. Okay? Really quickly, they say winterize your workout. They say it can be tough to muster the motivation to make it to the gym, but you need to get that workout in. If you stop working out, you're going to feel fat. You're going to feel sluggish. You're not going to get your opiates going. Endorphins going. So you got to make sure you winterize your workout. They say eat your way upbeat. Okay? Be very, very careful with these sugars because these comfort foods may actually depress you later. Don't forget to get your vitamin B, your vegetables, your omega-3 fatty acids. Make sure you're hanging out with people. It's very easy for people to hibernate. They don't want to drive out in the snow. They don't want to drive out in the rain. It's too cold to go outside. I would definitely recommend some potluck parties. Everybody brings goodies, have the fireplace going on, pop a movie in or a game. This is football season, people. What, we got the Falcons and the Saints playing today? I mean, great time for everybody. And honestly, it's amazing. You can have a party. You can eat really well. And it's not expensive because everybody's bringing something. So I agree. Make sure you have a lot of little group potluck type parties. I think that's great. Of course, it is wintertime. Anything that you like about the holiday season, enjoy it. If you love certain decorations, if you love going and driving around neighborhoods that have the Christmas lights, I think that's great. One thing I like to do with my kids, get everybody a coffee cup full of hot chocolate, and we bundle them up in the car, and we drive around neighborhoods to look at the Christmas lights, the ones that are pretty well lit up. I mean, I know we don't want to spend too much money on gas, but other than that, that's a pretty cheap evening. Everybody has their hot chocolate. We're looking at the Christmas lights. We go, ooh, ah, ooh, you know, whatever. And sometimes they get a little smart alecky, but that's always a nice thing to do. You know, trips. I got to tell you something. You know, some people, they get depressed because they have no money to actually go away. Everybody goes away for Thanksgiving. Everybody seems to go away for Christmas. Well, they don't. I know because I talk to my patients. Most of us, no, we don't go away. Well, if you don't have money to go away, what I always recommend are little staycations. Now, most of us live near a city that most of us kind of live near a city that, you know, is, I guess, has some sort of tourist attraction, okay? And I know many of us think, okay, why would I waste any money, right, taking a hotel room in a city? But I got to tell you, a lot of us Vegas people do that, all right? And I know it sounds like we're wasting money, but think about it. If our kids and us have been working, I mean, I work easily 80-hour weeks. I mean, it's exhausting. But I don't have time to take a drive to L.A. I don't have time to take a drive to San Diego. My weekend is actually from Saturday, 11 a.m., to late Sunday night. I mean, I only have usually a day and a half of my weekend. Not enough time to do a quick jaunt. Well, a lot of times they you could in your city of choice. Now, of course, I live in Las Vegas, so it's a little bit more attractive to do one of these things. But a lot of times you could get a great deal on a hotel room. Sometimes they upgrade you for free to a suite. Some of these places have your kids bring their pillows and blankets, and you know you could bring some popcorn and stuff, and you guys could do a little staycation, movie night, etc. In the room. And I know it's not the most exciting thing, but you know, it's funny with my kids. Every time we go to California, every time we take a trip, a non-campy trip outside woodsy, but every time we take a trip, they cannot wait to get back to the hotel room. These kids love jumping on the beds. They love, picking a movie on the pay-per-view, like for $12.99. You know, if we didn't see the movie and spend $50 on the movie theater, I'm actually okay with us seeing a movie for $12.99. They love, room service is too expensive. You know, but if some of these packages ever give you room service or whatever, oh my God, the kids love that. And we are able to get away with a little baby vacation just by doing something like that. Because the kids always love going back to the hotel room. And I'm like, I'm not going to drive to L.A. just for the kids to want to hang out in the hotel room. And so just an idea. Of course, camping, renting a camper, those types of things. If you got a place you could overnight camp, do it. That stuff is fun. I mean, there's lots of cheap things you could do. Don't feel bad that you can't afford a Hawaii vacation. I know a lot of people that go off to Hawaii this time of year. I don't. I couldn't afford it. Isn't it like high season? And you hear these things and you think everybody's doing it. Everybody isn't doing it. Most people are going to probably make a 4-day weekend out of Christmas, maybe a 4-day weekend out of New Year's. I'm not. I'm working. I'm going to be working in my office on that Monday. On both of those Mondays, I'm probably not going to do radio. We'll probably give the guys in the studio off. But, yeah, I'm going to be at the office. I need to make money. I can't. If I don't work, I don't make money. So, yeah, that's what's going on there. Okay. Also, they say, according to this one, that Fox News is talking about in terms of the winter blues, see the light. They say your body produces vitamin D when your skin is exposed to UV light. But in the winter, sun rays don't seem to be as strong. I know we're all worried about skin cancer, et cetera, but for some of you that are kind of feeling dopey and grumpy and moody, sometimes you really need to get out there in the sun. One thing that was really fascinating is I found a video or a cartoon. It's actually circulating now. It's a cartoon from 1946 made by Disney. And they collaborated with Kotex, and they made this video for young female students about their period. I think it's called The Key to Menstruation or All About Menstruation, whatever. And one of the things that we found was kind of interesting in this video is they tell these girls to kind of suck it up And don't, you know, be moody. You know, don't feel sorry for yourself. Put some makeup on. Go out there. They also say to go out in the sun. They say stop feeling sorry for yourself. It's easier to keep even tempered. And they actually said you should be eating your eggs, eating your leafy vegetables, eating your cereals, your milk, and being out in the sun all day and strolling and exercising. So, you know, I wonder if a lot of our depression and the reason why so many of us are on antidepressants is because we don't go out into the sun anymore. Maybe a lot of our insomnia could be because of that too. Now, I am scared to death of skin cancer. I'm very light skinned, which is why I will never urge any of you to go out into the sun all day long. But if in 1946, you know, they had an expert walking women through the period with the ovaries, the menstruation, the pituitary gland, and the hormones. I mean, they had things down. They had said you need to eat right and be out in the sun. It's going to help you get through your periods, help you get through the moods. You know, there's something to that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, as we're consuming more and more salt, we forget that cheese has high levels of salt, actually alarming levels of salt. Cheese can contain as much salt as junk food products, according to the Consensus Action on Salt and Health. The campaigning group found a single portion of cheddar cheese has a greater amount than a bag of chips, while feta cheese could have higher levels of salt than seawater. Cash is calling for families to cut down on their consumption of cheese. This is in Great Britain. And, of course, we in America are receiving this information and feeling guilty that we're eating so much salt as well. Cheese also has a lot of fat. Now, here's my thing. I rarely eat dairy, but every now and then I will just be craving cheese like crazy. And I give in because I think my body needs the dairy because I don't like milk. I don't like yogurt. But one of the reasons why it is so yummy is because of the salt. They say bacon and bread contain more salt than cheese. Cheese comes in third. They say all of these foods are responsible for people taking in, I guess, close to 8 grams a day of salt. I think it's only supposed to be about 1.2 people. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Through tomorrow only, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at $26.26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends tomorrow. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. It's still weird. I mean, it's still November. I know we're into Christmas season already. I'm loving that it's still, you know, November. Because, what is it, the 29th? 30 days has November, April, June. Okay, so darn, November ends tomorrow, and then it's going to be, yeah. I just like Christmas season to last as long as possible, right? I like retail stores being up. Even, I mean, we're even busy at the office. This is something we need. The economy stinks. I'm pretty excited about it. But I love the holidays because everybody's more lovey-dovey. Everybody gives to charities more. Like, what was it? A police officer gave a homeless man new boots. It's a picture circulating the internet. What a good guy. I love police officers. You know, they're sexy. They're cuddly. You know, I love Don, too. I work with Don. Don's great. Everybody's great. We got Ty. We got everybody at Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. I don't show enough appreciation to those guys. These guys really work hard, and they do an amazing job. And, you know, realize when you're in radio, it's 24/7. So, you know, it's not like even if it is Christmas, everybody gets a break. There are people still working, and it's, these guys are good guys. I love them. All right. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Now, remember, we are live every day, 9 to noon. Our show plays 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, every day. Saturdays, we are on for an hour at about 10 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon, by the way, during the week was Pacific time. If you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia show, you can go to my website. The archives are there if you want to listen to specific hours. They're dated. They tell you which hour. And then also there's the on-demand that just keeps playing the last few shows, just runs them. So hopefully you guys get as much information as possible. The reason why I keep stressing it is a lot of times in the first 2 hours, we hit a lot of the nitty-gritty headlines as well as information that I really don't want to keep repeating all 3 hours. And what we had spent a significant amount of time on, a little bit in both hours, was how to save money this year on your homes in terms of energy expenditures with heat and, you know, air conditioning, et cetera. And it was such a valuable website that gave over 100 different ways to save money. I want you guys doing that. All right. So please check that out. If you guys, again, need to find that, it would be on today's, which is what, November 29th, hour one and hour two. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A fourth person has now died in California from mushroom poisoning. Remember one of the workers at a senior care facility had made a wild mushroom soup? Well, a fourth person has died from eating the soup. This was a senior care facility in Northern California. The Placer County Sheriff's Department said it had been notified by the mortuary of the death, but did not yet know the identity of the victim. Three others at the six-bed Gold Age Villa care facility in Loomis died from eating the mushrooms in what sheriff investigators think was an accident. All of the victims were sickened, including the caretaker who made it back on November 8th. Other people who have died was 86-year-old Barbara Lopez, 73-year-old Teresa Oswinski, and 90-year-old Frank Warren Blodgett. California's Department of Social Services is investigating the incident. Though sheriff's investigators have said the caretaker who made the soup did not know the mushrooms were poisonous. Mushroom poisoning, of course, could lead to liver failure. They say fall begins the season for highly sought-after wild chanterelle mushrooms in Northern California and the Amanita species of mushroom, what they call death cap or death angel varieties. Remember, we spent a significant amount of time talking about which mushrooms are poisonous, right? If it looks like they have gills, if it looks like they have this huge bulb at the bottom, certain spots on it. We basically said when in doubt, keep them out. Don't eat them. Mushroom experts say young poisonous North American Amanitas found in the San Francisco Bay Area can often look like an edible version of a wild mushroom popular in Asia. California recorded 1,700 cases of mushroom-related illness from 2009 to 2010, including two deaths. This was reported by Fox News. In news this week, there's a new sleeping pill that may help insomniacs, and Merck is developing this one, okay? From what we understand, they looked at a range of doses, each given in a sleep lab to about 60 people suffering from insomnia, and they had improved sleep better than inactive placebo pill. Basically, these people, they either get the medicine or they don't, but they get a pill, so they don't know if it's a dummy pill or not. And they found that they had an increase in sleep efficiency. Yeehaw! I don't know if they're telling us what kind of a pill. I don't know if they're telling us if it's going to be kind of similar to Ambien or what. I guess it's called Suvorexant. They say it doesn't work like other sleeping pills. Current sleeping pills enhance the brain functions that increase sleeping pills. Suvorexant inhibits orexin, which is a hormone that acts on the brain to increase wakefulness. Brain levels of orexin are naturally lower during night. Merck has focused on developing Suvorexant specifically for people with insomnia. They suggest it might be particularly helpful for shift workers who need to sleep during the day when orexin levels are high. Okay, here's my only problem, people, okay? This medicine, in theory, sounds good. The only thing I would probably be a little concerned about is for those of you that have central sleep apnea. Now, we've talked about central sleep apnea and obstructive sleep apnea. Obstructive sleep apnea is the more common one. This is the one that most of you already know about. Somebody snoring, somebody cuts off their air supply in their sleep, they go, and then they wake up because obviously they're cutting off their air supply and it wakes them up. All right, and it's because they are obstructing their airway when they sleep. We either do a tonsillectomy or a uvulectomy, a UVVP, UVPP, UVVP, yeah, UVPP. Anyway, palatopharyngeal plasty. We remove their tonsils and part of their pharynx to open them up, or we give them CPAP. We give them a CPAP machine to have them to have the air go through and bypass the obstruction. My worry is central sleep apnea, because people go, well, then what could the other sleep apnea be? The other sleep apnea is where you just stop breathing in your sleep. And it isn't due to an obstruction. And with this sleep apnea, we want you to wake up. I want you to be very alert so that you could wake up and hopefully take a grasp of air. And so my only concern with the this particular orexin inhibitor is if it inhibits a hormone that acts on the brain to increase wakefulness, then are you going to sleep through apneic episodes? See what I mean? One thing we're going to talk about tomorrow is there's a new DNA-based blood test that may spot signs of cancer. Apparently, this is a test. It's not going to be cheap. And it'll actually be able to pick up DNA that cancer gives off in the blood. And it could hopefully allow doctors and allow patients to know if they have cancer because of certain antigens that these cancers give off in the blood. They say several blood tests already detect the body's reaction to cancer. So sometimes you could actually, some of the tests being developed, your body will react a little differently when there's a cancer cell. And these tests are designed to pick that up. This test is unique because it examines blood for signs of DNA that spilled out of cancerous cells into the bloodstream when they die. I heard of them studying this a while back. This is nothing new, but it looks like it's moving forward. They say in the study, researchers found that the test picked up differences in 10 patients with breast or colorectal cancer when compared to 10 healthy patients. The test did not falsely suggest any of the healthy patients had cancer, so there was no false positives. No false negatives. How does that work? Okay, the test did not falsely suggest any patients had cancer, which means if you were a normal person, the test would be negative, high specificity. All right, that's very good. So, anyway, the test, unfortunately, though, costs thousands of dollars, and we have Obamacare. So, don't get too excited about it. Okay, but anyway, I'll keep you guys posted if this is something that they move forward and hopefully is something that we can eventually get mainstream. Don't go away. Go away. I will see you tomorrow. You all be safe. God bless.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true.
Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.